5 killed in major Russian drone and missile barrage on Kyiv. By Breitbart London on November 14, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russian unleashed a major missile and drone barrage on Kyiv early Friday, killing 5 people, starting fires and scattering debris as the sound of explosions boomed across the city, Ukrainian authorities said. A pregnant woman was among at least 34 people injured. Emergency crews responded to multiple strikes during the night, said Timur Kachenko, head of Kyiv's military administration. Russia used at least 430 drones and 18 missiles in the attack that left gaping holes in some city buildings, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said. Russia has waged a devastating aerial campaign against Ukraine since its all-out invasion of its neighbor nearly 4 years ago. U.S.-led diplomatic efforts this year to stop the fighting have so far come to nothing. Friday's aerial assault, which also targeted Odessa in the south and Kharkiv in the northeast, was mostly aimed at Kyiv, where drones and missiles smashed into high-rise apartment blocks, according to Zelensky. It was a specially calculated attack to cause as much harm as possible to people and civilians, he said in a post on Telegram. Moscow denies targeting civilian areas, with the Russian Defense Ministry saying Friday it carried out an overnight strike on Ukraine's military, industrial and energy facilities. Ukrainian officials scoff at those claims, showing repeated damage to homes and public buildings. The attack was the biggest on Kyiv in almost 3 weeks. Most recent Russian aerial attacks have aimed at electricity infrastructure around the country ahead of the bitter winter months. Ukraine used its American-made Patriot air defense systems to repel the attack and shot down 14 missiles, Zelensky said. The Ukrainian leader has pleaded with foreign supporters to send more of the sophisticated systems. In the Odessa region, Russian drones struck a busy street in Kornomorsk, killing 2 people and injuring 7 others, Regional Military Administration Chief Oleg Hyper said. Kyiv residents told of harrowing escapes and near misses in the dead of night. Maria Kalkenko said it was a miracle she survived after her building was hit. I didn't hear anything, I just realized that my hair was on fire, the 46-year-old volunteer rescue dog handler told the Associated Press. She turned on her flashlight and saw that her dog had moved away in fright. I turned around and saw that there was no wall, and there was a neighbor's apartment. The neighbor was screaming, there was no door, and the flames were going from the front door into the apartment, she said. Ole Hadima, 59, said she became aware of the attack and intended to go to a bomb shelter but she wasn't quick enough. I got up, got dressed, went out, and there was an explosion. I couldn't hear the drone, engine running, just an explosion, flames, everything flew, she said. I was in the kitchen and just fell to the floor. City authorities warned that power and water outages are possible. 8 of the capital's 10 districts reported damage. Emergency crews fought fires in apartment blocks. Debris from explosions was strewn across yards and cars parked in the streets were set ablaze. In the wider Kyiv region, Russian strikes damaged critical infrastructure and private homes, injuring at least one civilian, the head of the Regional Military Administration, Mykola Kalashnik, said. A 55-year-old man in Bielitserkva suffered burns and was hospitalized, he said. Fires broke out in private houses in the capital's suburbs. The strike came as European Union officials warned this week that Ukraine must continue to crack down on corruption following a major graft scandal that has put top nuclear energy officials under scrutiny. But they also offered assurances that aid will continue to flow as Kyiv strains to hold back Russia's invasion. Ukraine has responded by launching its own domestically developed drones and missiles against targets on Russian soil, especially oil refineries and depots that provide Moscow with income and manufacturing plants that supply the armed forces. The Russian Defense Ministry said Friday that its air defense forces shot down 216 Ukrainian drones overnight over a number of Russian regions, including the annexed Crimea. It did not mention missiles. However, Zelensky said Ukraine used a modification of domestically produced Neptune missiles to strike targets deep inside Russia. The Russian Defense Ministry accused Ukraine of hitting civilian facilities and claimed the overnight strike on Kyiv came in response to that. Over 60 Ukrainian drones were intercepted over the southern Krasnodar region that borders Crimea, according to the Defense Ministry. a total of 45 drones were destroyed over the Saratov region deeper inside Russia, while another 19 were shot down over Crimea. In Novorossiysk, a port city in the Krasnodar region, the attack damaged an oil depot at the Sheskari's transshipment complex, as well as unidentified coastal structures, local authorities said. According to the Medusa independent news outlet, Sheskari's is one of the largest oil-loading complexes for transshipment of oil and oil products in the south of Russia. Falling drone debris also damaged a civilian vessel in the port, and three crew members were hospitalized with injuries. Several residential buildings were also damaged, and a man from one of those buildings was hospitalized with injuries, officials said. In the Saratov region, Governor Roman Bissarjan said that the attack damaged unspecified civilian infrastructure. Unconfirmed media reports said that an oil refinery was hit.